Well, you know, it is always, always, always a privilege to be a part of Impacting Life 24/7. And you are a part of Impacting Life 24/7 tonight with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And the home of CL King. It on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night is also the home of people from multiple countries and cities and states around the world. It truly is. It truly is the home of people that want to make an impact. You know, this journey started in earnest. It started back in 2019 in terms of the mechanics and logistics and the elements of putting together a podcast. Thank you, VP, for being here. Hello, Edward. And it's, you know, it started in 2019 in September. Way back then, it seemed like, you know, September 2019, there was so much promise in our life, wasn't it? It seemed like 2019 was like, you know, hey, man, we are on the cusp for some great things. And so in the twilight hours of 2019, we decided, hey, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to make a podcast. We're going to establish a podcast, and we didn't have a clue, ladies and gentlemen, of what we were doing. Absolutely no clue, y'all. And so we've got multiple reasons why we are doing this. And I wanted to take a night to tell you guys a few things about what we're doing, because it is an absolutely unique scenario. Okay, it's a unique scenario because we already had a mission when we started this. We already had a purpose. We already had a platform and a framework by which we were going to continue to try to touch lives. And it turned out to be something that when I look back at it, man, I'm just like, wow. All right, so here we are trying to add to the plate of an already busy plate. It was truly a busy plate, y'all. It was a busy plate. Greg joined with me in a vision a long time ago, y'all. You guys hear me talk about Greg a lot. You hear me mention his name a lot. You hear me call him a lot. You hear me talk to him a lot and talk about him a lot, because we just homeboys like that. But it was truly, guys, just a sit down meeting between two friends that I said, listen, I want to share a vision with you. I want to share my heart with you. I want to share a purpose with you. And nobody else was there. There was absolutely no fanfare. There was no people waving pom-poms, nobody cheering, nobody saying, you guys could do this. No one's saying, man, we're going to put up enough money and funding for y'all to accomplish this mission. And so, you know, I wanted to, you know, sometimes in our breakneck speed of producing shows, and sometimes in our breakneck speed of trying to put out content, because we're putting out content on 9 different platforms, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes during that breakneck speed, everybody can just assume that all of this is, you know, it's always going to be here. It's always been here. This is just the way it is. And I do feel like it's sometimes in some points in our journey along the way, it's time for us to stop and tighten our tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying? No runner can run a full marathon off of just one adjustment. And they have to stop and adjust themselves. They have to stop and drink some water. They got to stop and reassess, you know, the rest of the journey. And we bring people along on this journey for such a time as this. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that when we were sitting down back in 2009, Greg and I really have this, almost sometimes it appears to be this grandiose, unreachable mission and goal of trying to help people and trying to change people's lives. You know, Greg, I talk about him a lot because he's my best friend, but Greg was there when we started our professional speaking business and model, and folks didn't want to pay nothing. And so Greg and I would put our own effort. He would put his own gas. He always drove us everywhere we had to go. He would put money into the whole process of us getting this ball rolling. You know, it's similar to, you know, like you're starting a brick and mortar business and you got to put some upfront capital. Well, we didn't have any, you know, type of large backing. All we had was our jobs to try to get this thing rolling. And sitting at Golden Corral with Greg and a little notebook filled with information about what we wanted to do, man, it was like, all right, bro, we going all in. You know, the first thing that we did was we put out a program for young people called the Goal Initiative. It was something that I created back early on in that time, and we said that there was going to be an opportunity for kids to learn and identify and gain exposure to their top five career goals. Because one of the things that I had noticed is when I talked to kids middle school and high school, none of them knew what they wanted to do. You remember that, Greg? I mean, we would talk to kids and they'd be like, I don't know. You talk to, okay, so we did fifth through ninth grade. None of them knew. None of them had an idea. It was like they weren't dreaming. They weren't getting exposure. They weren't understanding what it was that, hey man, there's life after this. You're not always going to be in this position. So Greg and I, we worked. It was laborious to try to create that workbook. And you know, back then it seems like an eternity ago, but you know, it was an all hands on deck between me, him, and my wife and a few others, man. It was like, we're going to put this workbook together and we're going to produce it. And we paid for the whole thing. And greetings, Augie, there in Utah. When we put that workbook together, we was like, okay, so we're going to give these kids five opportunities. And so I commissioned Greg to go to work immediately. And he went around all different corridors of the town that we were working in to find career people, folks that were already in the professional world, to say, hey, listen, we're going to put this course together. It's going to be in person. Remember back when we could do that. And we want to get kids exposure to careers, because a lot of them don't have a clue. And we want to help them gain exposure. Sometimes it's just a matter of being in the room that can change a person. Right? Or hearing the story or understanding the pathway. And so we our first connection and our first, you know, if you will, client was the Boys and Girls Club in Havelock, North Carolina. And we didn't realize that the course was so long. We did it for, what was it, Greg? The first course, was it 6 months? We took a month for each goal, and it was arduous. Okay, but here's what we did. We brought people there. Greg set up career folks, you know, in the Marine Corps and cosmetology and all different walks of life. We set them up, and they would come to the Boys and Girls Club, and they would talk to these kids about that career. And so we would have the kids identify five of their career goals. And each one, man, yeah, right, it was a long time, brother. With that first one, we didn't know what we were doing, but we just grinded it out. It was a long 6 months. And so each kid had to write an essay, a 500-word essay, on the career goal that they liked, that they wanted to have. So we did it in sections, each with five different careers. And they would have to do research. They would have to go and interview someone in that career field if they could. They would have to volunteer in the community. We wanted them to get active. Goal stood for getting others active in leadership. So getting them active and activating on their life's goals. And man, it was an amazing journey. I remember we were so blessed. Dr. Chu there, who was the former president at Craven Community College, opened up the entire college to us and said, listen, anything that Mr. Mark Best also was instrumental in helping with that. And my good friend Wally Davis was a part of that. Man, they opened up the entire college campus to us and said, listen, bring those kids here, because these were disadvantaged kids that, you know, that hadn't had exposure to anything in life. So we packed them up on the bus and took them to the community college and gave them a tour of the nursing program and the barbering program and the cosmetology program and the auto mechanic. Man, it was like life had been revealed to them. They had never seen this stuff before. And that's how, that was like, okay, Greg, this is what we need to do. We got to show kids and we got to show young people that there's more than what they see. You know, when I was that time period in which I was homeless on the streets of Cleveland at 11 years old, I always just had this vision in my mind when I would watch people drive by or I would look people going to and fro. I've said, you know what? I'm going to be like that one day. I'm not going to be this beggarly kid on the streets running from soup kitchens and homeless shelters. I'm not going to do that. And so, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of what you see. And we graduated all of those kids after six arduous months of going through that course. We realized it needed to be 6 weeks, not 6 months. And so the news crews came. We rented out a big old convention center for these kids. We catered the meal, had a guest speaker, and we paid for all of that. Greg and I, thousands of dollars to get these kids exposure to the dreams that they wrote down on paper. You know, this was before we glamorized vision boards. We were telling kids, man, you got to have a vision. You got to write it down. You got to get exposure. You got to peel back the onion a little bit and see if that's what you want to do. One of the girls that went through our entire program wound up going into cosmetology school because that's what she had put down as one of her goals. The goal initiative is really kind of like, man, that was the bedrock, the landmark achievement of what Greg and I were doing, you know, our company, the CL King Group Incorporated. And so, you know, this has a long history, folks. It's not just a you know, where you see me show up on live and you see me show up on a podcast and I tell you that it's in 10 different countries now and in multiple states across the country. It's not always been like this, and we believe it's not always going to be like this now. And I remember the second course that we took through, we learned our lessons from the Goal Initiative, and we got hooked up with Thomasine Hassel at Grover C. Middle School. We said, listen, we want to come here. We got a 6-week course. We're going to help some students. We want the ones that haven't gotten exposure to anything, the ones that maybe are a bit disadvantaged, the at-risk kids, you know. And Thomasine Hassel trusted us. She opened up our school to us and trusted us with her students. And Thomasine Hassel also was super, super gracious because she understood that this was going to take time out of our lives. You know, Greg and I still worked a full-time job. I was almost an hour away from Grover C. And Greg had his job and he had all of the obligations there. So guess what we did? We said, man, we're going to make this commitment for the next 6 weeks to after school. I'm going to fly there after work and Greg's going to fly there after his job. And we're going to hold this course for these kids again, for them to identify top five career goals. And Greg again worked diligently to find people in finance and business and all of these different backgrounds to come and inspire and talk to these kids about, hey, listen, man, there's something more than what you see, and we want to help you achieve your goals, the Goal Initiative. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. After 6 weeks, the graduation, we bought them cap and gowns for graduating from our program. And I gave them the landmark message at the commencement called "Don't Drop the Hammer." And I gave each one of them a little hammer that said, listen, you are in control of the sculpture of your life. I showed them the picture and gave them a picture of the self-made man. And the self-made man is a diesel guy up top, real cut up and ripped up and flowing, beautiful hair. And the bottom of him is a granite rock. And he's got this hammer in his hand with a chisel. And he's hammering out his life. And we taught those kids that, man, listen, man, nobody's going to hand this thing to you. We might be able to show you where the hammer and chisel is, but we ain't going to knock it out for you, bro. You're going to have to put the work in. We didn't sugarcoat it, man. We told these kids, man, that this world is cruel, it's cold, it's calloused, and just because you've got some problems does not mean that everybody's just going to roll over for you. That's right. We had a district attorney. We had WKIS. We had Adam Persky for Legacy Financial Private Services. Man, we had Karen Hobbs. We had folks that came out and said, "Listen, we're going to pour into these kids and we're going to do it for you." And you know what Miss Hassel did? She financed it for us because she realized how much time and effort this program actually was. And it was our first time that Greg and I were like, wow, you know, people see value in what we do. And we weren't two snake oil salesmen out here just trying to get paid and just trying to find a quick buck. Our goal is to try to make an impact in people's lives. And the newspaper covered it, man. The news crews came out and said, man, this is an awesome program. You guys are graduating kids from a goal-oriented course that helped them to gain exposure that they otherwise would not have had. That's right. And we're really, 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 this is just an extension of that dream. This program is nothing more than an extension of Greg and I sitting down at Golden Corral. What's up, Mike Black? The Impacting Life 24/7 program is nothing more than an extension of Greg and I sitting down at Golden Corral with nobody else interested, nobody else caring, and he and I saying, man, we're gonna reach these kids, bro. They need somebody with a voice right now. And then just a little while after that, we started to gain some traction. People and organizations said, hey, listen, we want to hear your message, because the message has always been at the centerpiece of everything that we do. My life story is why I created this whole engine. And Congressman Walter B. Jones, I reached out to all the state legislatures, all the way up to the governor. And I said, listen, man, I know you guys don't know me. I don't have this huge marquee and background and viral following and all that kind of stuff. I just got a heartbeat and a passion to change some lives. I got a heartbeat to impact some lives. So I reached out to all the legislatures, and Walter B. Jones was the only one in North Carolina that reached back. Now, listen to me. I reached out to every legislature. And I did it multiple times in letter and online. And Walter B. Jones was the only one that responded back. And so I got a call one day. I was just like, what is this 201 number? This is Walter B. Jones' office in Washington, D.C. He'd like to meet with you at his Greenville office. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, man, we're actually going to meet a congressman? What in the world? So I drove to Greenville, not having all my stuff together. I just knew I had a passion, and I began. Greg said, man, let's just roll. And we went to Walter B. Jones' office. I went there first, and he said, what can I help you with? I said, brother, I just want to help these kids, man. Gang violence was on the rise. Greg and I had done some gang intervention courses, man, and gang violence was on the rise, and kids didn't know what their true purpose was, and they didn't have a goal, and they didn't have a vision, no exposure. Man, I just want you to help me help this next generation. So you know what Walter B. Jones did? He said, man, I got one better for you. We ain't just going to meet in Greenville, baby. We going to the state capitol. He said, I'm going to set you up to talk to the Speaker of the House and multiple other legislatures. I want you to bring your team there. I want you to bring your team there, and I want you to tell us your vision. Now, me and Greg just like, hey, bro, we was just at Golden Corral a few days ago. Now we going to the state capitol. They want to hear from us? We didn't have a clue what we was doing. All we knew is that we wanted to roll. We wanted to make an impact. We wanted to have some content. We wanted to really shake these trees. And right, we met them all. Tom Tillis, all of them. Now, you can go look at their party affiliation. But as I said in the beginning of this statement, I reached out to all legislatures. And only Walter B. Jones responded. I've always been good at shaking trees. I've always been good at saying, hey, man, we're trying to, and I would see some of the legislators and officials out at various events that I was speaking at. I said, hey, man, we really would like to take this further. We'd like to collaborate. We'd like to help some kids in the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, okay. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sit around and wait on y'all just because you got a particular party affiliation. If you don't want to help a brother, I'm not on one side of the fence or another. I just want to help some kids. And anyone that's going to help me do that, I'm down with them. I don't care if they got an R, a C, or a W in front of their name. Are you feeling a brother? That's the danger y'all get when I do an open mic and I'm just it gets raw. It's going to be even rawer tomorrow night when I have Dr. Nate Dunlap on here, because guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about that stimuli. Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about that stimulus check, but that's just it. That's just a parenthetical insertion of a commercial real quick, guys. And so when we went to the state capitol, we had paid for this high-class production brief to let folks know, to let these people know what we were doing. We had did our research. We had done all research in terms of youth unemployment, gang violence, teen pregnancy, youth dropouts. We had put all these charts and color graphs together, bound it all together, and made it look like we came up with it all. And we roll up in the state capitol like, yo, what's up? And the people around the table says, listen, we like your message. And furthermore, we like that you didn't come here. They thought I was coming there asking for money. They said, well, do you need some financial backing? I said, man, I just need you guys to help me knock on some doors. Remember that, Greg? I just told him, I said, no, I don't need your money. I just need someone to help us get the word out about what we're trying to do. We had done the research on gang activity, and there was gang activity in almost every city in North Carolina at that time. We did a huge gang summit with 7 different counties of schools, and we told them, hey, listen, man, this is the real deal. Y'all think just because you see, you know, a nice area of town that there's not an undergirding of gangs going on there. And we told him. So we told that to Walter B. Jones, the congressman, and the other senators, and the Speaker of the House, and all these folks. And guess what? They said, man, we're going to knock on some doors for you. We're going to help you. And from there, the doors continued to open. We said, somebody reached out to us and said, listen, bullying is becoming a major issue in our school districts. We need your help. Can your message be refined to reach these kids and get them to stop with all this? You know, kids were killing themselves, y'all. We Greg and I partnered with this organization called Stand for the Silent. This guy's son blew his brains out because kids were bullying him, blew his brains out in his own house. I said, man, we can do it. I said, we're going to become all things to all men. I mean, one minute I'm speaking on careers, the next minute I'm speaking on gangs, the next minute I'm speaking on bullying. Man, Greg and I became student experts in all fields associated with youth intervention. And so we said, we're going to create a program called Bully Free in NC. That's right. We created it from scratch, even made the logo. And we didn't have a clue what we were doing. But we said, you know what? We're going to teach kids. We're going to teach kids how to treat one another. We're going to teach them from the ground up, right in the grassroots, get up in their mix. And we went to schools and traveled around. We was like a traveling caravan. Greg was rolling, and people wanted to hear about Bully Free in NC. I said, you know what, Greg, why don't we do this? Since we can't get to all of them, why don't we bring them all to North Carolina? Why don't we bring them all to the epicenter, the mecca of conference centers? Let's bring them to the Riverfront Convention Center. That's right. So Greg and I said, man, we're going to rent this thing out. didn't have nowhere near the money required to rent out the entire facility and pay for everybody, pay for the food and the t-shirts and the programming and the speakers and the gifts and the give. Man, we started rolling, said, man, let's check this box off. Let's go here. V103 help us. And this group help us. And this group. And we just started rolling and rolling and rolling. Bully Free in NC became a household name. Greg and I bought 50 road signs. And we bought it all, right, y'all? I was out there speaking. People began to pay more than chicken dinners a little bit, and then we funded the rest. We bought 2,500 doors, door knockers, door signs, and 50 road signs that you put out on the road like during the political season. And Greg and I went from one corner of the county to the other, and we put those road signs out. Then the city came and was taking the road signs up. Because we was going crazy, man. We said, man, everybody needs to know about this conference. Bully Free in NC. The Eastern Carolina Bullying Conference. That's what we dubbed it. And we put a down payment in faith on the convention center that we'd have the rest of it when it was time for the conference. Well, guess when we started marketing? We started marketing in February, and the conference was in October. And we built this thing, man. We created some momentum. Yeah, that's right, Greg. Folks gave us radio time and television time, and they didn't know that we was just two cats working out the back of their trunk, basically. And we just said, man, we're going for it, man. We got the young Marines. Greg connected with the young Marines, and we got them to help us hand out all them door hangers, man. We spent big money on high quality two-sided colored door hangers, put them all throughout the various cities. We said, we want everybody to come and be a part of this conference. We put up so much of the money up front that we made it so the conference attendees only had to pay $25. That's right. They got six breakout sessions. They got a t-shirt. They got packages of information. They got a meal. They got a lunch. They got breakfast. And they got to have it in a high-class facility. And Greg and I said, man, I don't know how we're going to pull this off, but let me tell you something. I was counting the pennies at the close of the conference just to make sure we could pay the caterer. So Impacting Life 24/7 is just the culmination, ladies and gentlemen, of the movement that started at Golden Corral with Greg and I. And so after Bully Free in NC, it literally became a whirlwind. Like, everybody then said, oh, okay. Now, sometimes you just gotta take that. You know, when you start something and nobody's interested, that doesn't mean they won't be interested later. You just got to be true and faithful to your commitment and your calling and your passion. If your purpose is to impact lives, then whether people are acting interested or not, you get out there and you impact some lives. Even if nobody's opening the door for you, you go find some people on the street if you got to impact some lives. And that's what we did. And Greg was amazing at helping us get leverage with other opportunities to speak to young people. A lot of this stuff, you know, was just like, wow, this opened up a door. And then they began to want to hear about our work in the Marine magazine called Esprit. And we wrote up several articles and three times were featured in the international Esprit magazine for our work on bullying prevention. Yeah. And it's just like, man, this thing is really happening. People don't believe. How did y'all get to talk to so many people? Because we just didn't stop. It was like Greg and I would be on the phone several times a week. Okay. It started becoming like, you know, you got four or five events a week and we're still juggling full-time jobs. And Greg would always take off from work when I couldn't pay him to travel. And he'd burn up his gas and we'd go and inspire some more people. And so I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that what you're seeing in terms of the growth of Impacting Life 24/7 actually is just the continuation of a conversation that two men had that said, man, you know what? We got a comfortable life. We got our homes, we got our cars, we got our 401ks. We don't need to be out here trying to help some snotty-nosed children. We got our own kids. You know, Greg had already raised his daughter. my kids were coming up. I'm like, why do we need to be taking time out of our life to do this? Because you know what? I recall somebody impacting my life. I recall Ruth E. Plowden saying, Chris, we understand that you were physically and sexually abused. We understand that you lived homeless for 6 months on the streets of Cleveland. We understand that you have bounced around from four different foster homes since you were 3 years old. We understand that you have been a kid of the system, but you can take all of that and use it as an excuse, or you can use it to change the world. That's what I told him. I said, man, I'm going to use it to change the world. So there was some times along this journey where CL King got sick. One time I can't even remember what year it was, maybe 2012, 2013, right after the bullying summit, 2013, I contracted this major infection in my leg that I had contracted like two or three other times. And it hospitalized me, put me out of commission. And in this world, in this arena, if you're, you know, back then we didn't do a lot of social media. We was all up in the grill of people, man. It was a brick and mortar, knock on doors, in your face kind of scenario, you know, where we worked an email list. And you know, when you have to come off of that, when you have to pull back because everything is kind of centered around, you know, the momentum that you are creating, it causes you to lose momentum. So in 2013 and 14, you know, things started to decline because I couldn't be out there. And, you know, Greg never said, okay, man, well, I guess we'll just wrap the tents up. And that was it. It was a good run. I said, no, man, we're going to be back. We're going to build this thing. We're going to get it back up, bro. And that's what we did. And then again in 2016, I had another life issue. Another life issue, you know, where I had a major back surgery, and that back surgery failed in 2016. Had another one in 2017. That one failed. So I was taken off the trail again, man. I couldn't be out there on narcotics trying to talk to kids. Because my back was so jacked up, two failed surgeries. And so again, here we were like, all right, man, we tried this, man. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Yeah, I forgot about that, man. We did. We put our Greg put his neck on the line because he had to sign for it. We said, man, we're gonna take the bang out of bullying. We did that event. Remember that, Greg? We was two cowboys. We was gonna take the bang out of bullying, and we partnered with TNT and rented one of those tents where we had all the fireworks. We had about $30,000 in fireworks that Greg had signed for. And we were out there on the Highway 24 looking like two, I don't know who we were, Wyatt Earp and Sam Chisholm, I don't know. And we sold all those fireworks, man. We just hustled. It was like, man, we're going to create success, even if we have to do it one literal step at a time. People started coming from all over, man. We sold out all those fireworks on the first year in a location that never had a tent. They didn't believe we were going to sell it all, and we did. So 2018, man, you know, 2017, 2018, after I get better from the back surgeries, I'm like, you know what? I got to get off of these medications. We got to get back to what our purpose is. Then we said, man, listen, let's just go, you know, and a lot of people understand this, that if you get off the speaking trail and speaking professionally and people haven't heard your voice in a while, then it's really like starting all over again. I said, Greg, man, don't give up, man. He never gives up. He said, man, we're going to do it. Let's go. And so we just started chipping away just like we did before to get people to understand that our mission is still a million plus kids, man. I just wanted to take tonight's show to tell you kind of like why we're doing this, because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people just see what we're doing and they're just like, oh, that's cool that you guys have a podcast. I'm like, no, this is bigger than this, y'all. And so, you know, after some successful events in 2019, I said, man, I want to create another platform for us. You know, right now we're working on four different platforms, and I'll tell you those in a minute. But I said I wanted to create another platform where we can have a voice that we didn't have to wait for an event. because oftentimes as in our speaking gigs and our workshops, you know, we'd have to wait for someone to agree to say, yes, we'll have you, then work out the budget and all that and the finances. And it was always, you know, a feast or famine scenario. Like sometimes it would be golden and other times it would be rust. And so I, you know, in 2019, I said, man, I'm going to start a podcast. I don't know nothing about no podcast. And kind of like the way we started our nonprofit. I didn't have a clue what, I didn't even know what nonprofit meant. I just knew we needed to start one. And you know what? There was Greg and a few other folks that helped us right there. They helped put up the money. We rent out speaking. We paid for the whole thing. And so when we started this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't realize that it was a whole subculture, you know, the podcasting world. I just had heard about it a few times. I thought it was a cool buzzword. Yeah, let me listen to a few cats. And I'm like, okay, so all I got to do is go back there in the studio. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, have you wondered if you blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, okay. So we did about 30 episodes of Impacting Life 24/7. And it was whack, man. Maybe 10 that were pre-recorded, and it didn't fit my style. I said, man, I want to do this live. I want to do this where people can be a part of it. Even if it's just one person watching, at least it stays with our mission, impacting one life one day at a time. I've never cared about how many, and we get great analytics now, but I had never cared about that. You know, someone says, well, you only got 15 views of that video. Okay, that's 15 lives that saw it that otherwise wouldn't have saw it. I've always had that mentality, man, because Greg and I used to have to go and speak in places where there'd be 10 kids. You know, there's been arenas where I've spoken to thousands of kids and parents and adults, but then there's been other times where it's been two or three, a handful of kids thrown together to come into a room to hear me talk to them that halfway didn't even care. And so when we see the social media aspect of it, okay, we don't get moved by that, man. We just continue to grind. We continue to push. We continue to dominate. When we started this podcast, nobody was listening. No one. We were on a platform called messy.fm, if that tells you anything. That's what it was, messy. And I told Greg, I said, man, listen, I want you to get a part of this. I'm going to try to rework it and retool it and make it better, because what I was doing was not hitting on nothing. So we got a better platform, Podbean, and we started saying, listen, we want to get some better equipment instead of just doing it ad hoc with a telephone and all that kind of dumb stuff. And so we said, let's instead of just having me be the voice of the show, why don't we bring people on who have a story of impact or who have impacted other people's lives? Why don't we do that? And so that's what we did. I remember Mike Black's watching. I remember having him on as one of my first guests. And it was, again, we didn't have a lot of equipment, didn't have a lot of infrastructure, didn't have anything going on. But we said, man, we just got to get this message out. Our topic that night was about narcissism and helping people understand how to get away from toxic people that only make the world about them. And so, you know, after we saw that, hey, listen, maybe we can do this, you know, 30 episodes in, making some improvements, changing the platform, you know, gaining some ideas. I said, man, Greg, listen, we're going to put some money to this. We're going to really invest and make this program good. And I want you to start finding people that have a story of impact, and we're going to bring them on this show. And so for the next 12 months after, you know, listen, we crossed over into 2020 thinking, man, we about to hit the road again. Everybody going to be calling us because we got this podcast and it's lit, baby. And all that got shut down. So, you know, we could have taken a posture like, okay, well, I guess we'll just wait. We'll just wait till things open back up. I told Greg, I said, man, hammer down, brother, hammer down. Let's go. We're not going to let a pandemic stop what we're doing. We're going to pivot and we're going to learn how to prosper in the midst of dead bones. Y'all hearing me? So we just said, man, let's go. So Greg kept getting guests and we kept doing shows. We said, we're going to make this show three nights a week, 8:30 every night. So that means three times a week, I got to interrupt Greg's life. Three times a week. The show prep for a show, if you have a guest on, is pretty arduous. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to start prepping to make sure that you ask the right questions, and it doesn't seem canned. And I don't ask the same questions of the guest every night. It's totally different. We try to make it a true live experience. And so we just started having people on that had amazing stories. You know, the folks, I'm just recalling in my mind the amazing stories of 2020, man. You know, the dear lady who got her legs severed in New York, the singer, I just can't remember her name. Gray, you can type it if you remember. The singer who, she was walking on her way to take some information to a recording studio, and a drunk driver hit another car, and the car pinned her and cut off her leg. And she had an opportunity to quit, feel sorry for herself, and give up. She was one of the first people around to have a prosthetic all the way up to the hip. And we had her on the show, man, and she talked about how she continued to sing. Even with a missing limb, she continued to sing. And she sang, yeah, Teresa Serio. She continued to sing, bro, and she sang, and the folks heard her voice and heard her story, and they said, man, we want you to come to Walter Reed and sing to those guys who've been hurt from the war, and some of the amputees and folks that have received prostheses. We want you to come and minister to them and sing to them. And she began to travel all over the world, and her story was just like, wow. You know, another story that I'm reminded of a young lady. I can't remember her name, Greg. She decided to give her kidney to the young man. Unbelievable story. She didn't really have much relationship with the guy. I think she was like, you know, middle-aged white lady. Here's a young brother from the hood just chilling, doing his thing, making stuff happen, working hard, a good young man. But they weren't like eating dinner together at their houses. And she said she found out this brother was on dialysis. And she said, you know what? I'm going to test to see if I'm a match for you. Totally, totally unrelated, man. Totally, you know, just total opposite spectrums of the world. And she was a match, and she gave her kidney to this man. And now she is like a life sister forever. She's a part of their family. She gave this brother life. At 33 years old, he was going to dialysis every other day. He needed a kidney. And somebody said, man, I'm going to make an impact on that life. I'm choosing to make an impact. You know, we had the female sergeant major on the show. Amazing. She was all about giving and taking care of the troops and giving back to the community and being a voice. Man, you know, that's what I'm saying. Victor Taylor, had him on the show to talk about getting men's health, which is very, very important. Prostate screening. We did a whole entire show on that, man. There were some people that we may have saved some lives by having Victor Taylor on. Why? Because men don't like going to the doctor. And he explained to us how important that was, man. So this show, ladies and gentlemen, is about impacting lives. And after the past 12 months, it seems like God has really placed his hand on what we're trying to do. You know, the growth has been such that, yeah, it was just Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo. The growth has been such that Greg and I had to bring on some other team members to help us. You guys have seen it. We recruited Mike to help us start co-hosting and guest hosting, because really the show, like last year, we didn't miss a slot of having people on the show. And this year, it's the same pattern. It's the same rudiment. We're seeing, you know, hundreds of people download this show now. See, it's not just about the Facebook Live numbers. It's about who actually is listening to it. And I get a report that tells me from coast to coast and around the world who's listening. They got to download it. So that means that's on purpose. It's intentional. And so we started making different collaborations and trying to meet people that are in this space, this podcasting space that we could collaborate and partner with. And like, you know, like the guy you heard last night, Chris DT, you know, he had the flesh eating disease, and that man had every reason to just give up. But instead, he said, nope, hammer down. I'm going to reach some kids. I'm going to tell people my story. I'm not going to sit around and lay in the mully grubs. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself, even though by a benign situation where he just scraped his hand on the wall, that infection found its way into his body and almost killed him. He had a 1 in 3 chance of survival. Y'all seen that show last night? Those are the type of people that we have on Impacting Life 24/7. It is a different person, a different thought every night, but the concept is the same. Someone that wants to make an impact. You know, tomorrow Dr. Dunlap's going to, I told him I wanted him to teach us about what, you know, some things that we can do. You know, if you still been on the clock and you still been working and you get this stimulus, I want you to hear from a man that's skilled in financial preparedness. I want you to listen to him because we don't want you to not be prepared for what's going to happen in life, because life is going to happen. We don't want you to be, you know, caught off guard and got to go on Facebook and do a GoFundMe to bury a loved one. Dr. Dunlap is saying, man, listen, you ain't got to use your whole stimulus, but why don't we give you some directions on what you can do? The man is a financial and preparedness expert. And so this is why now, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves where we are. We have invested a whole ton of money into improving the show. Lights, soundboard, rewiring, the whole nine yards. Because we said we wanted to make it so this was a place that people wanted to come, that enjoyed it. You know, we had some technical issues along the way, couldn't get the internet right, the Wi-Fi right. So we had to make improvements. We had to make adjustments. You know, the calendar that we have is so vast for the show. It's not just about booking people to come on the show. We have to do several types of booking to have people on our show. We have to pre-interview them. So you got to book them to do that. And then we've got to interview them. And then we've got to make sure that the appearances that I have to make are booked. And so we had to purchase a very detailed, automated, you know what I mean, artificial intelligence program that helps us to stay on track with all of these people that are reaching out to us from all over. Yeah, we just talking about you and you tell them to get ready to hear about their stimuli tomorrow, Dr. Dunlap. That's what you missed, brother. Yeah, so tune in tomorrow night. We're doing a special episode with Dr. Nate Dunlap there in Georgia. He's coming. You are in Georgia, right, Dr. Dunlap? He's coming. I asked him to come. I specifically requested him to come. He opened up his platform to me last year when the pandemic was rolling out. He did weeks and weeks and weeks of free sessions for people relative to preparedness, advanced directives, and so on. And it was a marathon. And so I said, I want you to come back, because we've been down this road a couple times where people get a little bump and then it's gone in 72 hours. Can you give us some guidance, man? Can you help us understand, give us some insights on what we need to prepare for? So that'll be tomorrow night at 8:30. We're doing a special episode with Dr. Dunlap. Then we'll close the week out on Thursday. But what I'm telling you is that having this type of platform did not come without a grind. And so we're here now. We have about 6 or 7 different outlets that help make this show work that we pay for every single month. So when we opened up a sponsorship opportunity, we did that so that people could be a part of the Impacting Life movement as opposed to just watching on the sidelines. You know, the sponsorship is really, it's laughable when you talk about in terms of how much, you know, we ask people to join. The sponsorship is $1 a month to help us continue to keep these resources in place, to help us keep the show on, to help us keep our infrastructure, our artificial intelligence, the things that we pay for every month. You guys can help us offset those costs by becoming a sponsor. We just opened up a merch line. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but we have a merchandise line with cups and bags and face masks and everything with our new logo. The new logo had to pay for that. all of these things continue to cost money, and we're okay with expanding because the need is growing. So the first level is a silver level sponsorship. That's $1 per month to help us with continuing to fuel that, because when you got people listening to your show in the Netherlands, you realize that your show is making an impact. And then the $5 a month sponsorship is really kind of, that's the gold sponsor. That's like the backbone of the show, because what we do for those people that do the $5 a month sponsors is we give them a free commercial on the show. Our show is on 3 nights a week. It's in, I can't remember how many different states. It might be 15 to 20 states, and it's in 10 different countries. So people are listening to this show all over the world, right? And so what we want to do is we want to take now those people that want to give $5, we want to return that investment to them by giving them a commercial throughout our show for the life of their sponsorship. We give out their website, we'll talk about their book, we'll get people aligned to them, we'll reference them. It's like, okay, you're helping us, we're helping you. So at the $5 a month level, man, if you got a business or an organization or a church and you want to help sponsor Impact in Life 24/7, we have a proven now mouthpiece that is reaching the globe, and we will give you a commercial for $5 a month. Man, when I had to purchase commercials, it was a whole lot more than $5, y'all. That's because we're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to keep pushing. We're trying to keep plowing. And so you guys heard about our goal initiative. Well, as time has gone on, my mind is like I'm always creating, always thinking, how can we do things better? Sometimes my creations are flops and other times they're good. So we created two new trainings. One of them we're going to offer as in place of the goal initiative. It's called Getting Gear, G-E-A-R. And we take students through four dynamic steps. It's not 6 weeks. We take students through four dynamic steps that those kids that are in the at-risk population, and we teach them how to get their life in gear. Because sometimes if something's out of line, it will never have forward motion. It's only until it's in gear that it begins to gain traction and go in forward motion. Gear, G-E-A-R. The first G, there's only one G, but the G stands for identifying your giftings. And if what you're doing is not a gift, if it's not something that brings joy to you, if it's labor and you just dumping fries in the thing, we want to try to help young people find what becomes a gift to them. Are you hearing me? You know, because dumping fries in a basket is honorable and it's noble, but that's not a gift. That's labor. You can take Chris King, bring him out off the street, and you could teach me to push that button and dump fries in there. That's just labor. But that's not a gift. The gift is saying, okay, I see how much money it takes to operate this system, so now I'm going to be in management. And then I'm going to own one. There's a guy in our town that owns three Chick-fil-A's when Chick-fil-A typically only lets you own two. He owns three in the same town. You can drive 5 miles in one direction and it's there. Then you can drive 2 miles in another direction and it's there. That's a gift. This brother said, man, I'm going to tap into something that's going to reward me for the rest of my life. So that's what the G stands for. I'm not telling you the rest of them because you got to pay for it. I'm teasing. But those that help us at the platinum level, that sponsorship helps us to be able to provide that training, because we're reaching out to principals and administrators and clubs and organizations all the time saying, hey, listen, we got this training that we know will help your students, in particular in the at-risk population. So that platinum level of $15 a month helps us to give that training to those entities for little to no cost. And of course, you're still going to get the commercial at the platinum level. And, you know, now that we got our merch line, we're going to send all of our sponsors some merch. So that's what I'm saying. We want people to actually become a part of this. How do you sign up? It's so simple. You just go to clkingspeaker.com. If you would like to become a sponsor of this show at any level, the dollar, the five, or the 15, you can become a sponsor. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. You know, Greg, and I'm going to tell on him, he wouldn't want y'all to know this, But Greg has sponsored the show just recently, enough for a lifetime. He will be retired by the time his sponsorship rolls out. He'll be retired several times over, drawing Social Security and living in a nursing home. That's how much money Mr. Greg Smith sponsored the show for. And I'm not asking everybody else to do that. Greg has seen the vision. He's seen the thousands of kids in a packed auditorium. He's seen, you know, the people saying, we want you to come. He's seen it. So, but some of you don't only see this part. Impacting Life is one of four things that we're doing. The second thing that we're doing is we're writing our book, Who Ate My Brownie? No matter the adversity, you still can make it. We're writing that book, and we want it to be able to bless and help people who have gone through adverse times similar to mine. And I finally have decided at 46 years old, it's time for me to get this story out. The third area is I just got certified in five different elements of life coaching. Worked on that, paid for that, grinded through it, went through, went through Transformation Academy and got five certifications in life coaching. So we're that's going to be another avenue and another opportunity for Impacting Life to impact lives. And we're going to do that through goal setting coaching, career setting coaching, life leadership coaching. And that's another avenue for us to be able to impact more lives. I'd love to be able to give it all away for free. Well, if our sponsors help us, man, we won't even charge. We won't create a business model for it. We'll just coach people for free and help them get to where they need to go. So that's what sponsorship does. And then, of course, the last element is what we do best. And I feel like is you articulating the spoken word to young people and adults and moms and dads all throughout the country and around the world to inspire them with, hey, man, listen, adversity comes, but no matter the adversity, you still can make it. Don't drop the hammer, man. Be that bell that rings. Don't be the SAR bell, the bell that never rang, man. And that's what we love to do. Our biggest passion is being able to speak to young people and moms and dads and inspire them with a message of hope. Because sometimes it's just that one message that says, all right, I ain't quitting today. Now, they may want to quit 6 weeks from now, but man, if I can get in front of them, you know, kids that are thinking about suicide, kids are thinking about running away, kids thinking about doing drugs, if I can get moms and dads thinking about just throwing in the towel, breaking up, man, if I can get in front of them for just 30 minutes and change their trajectory, it's all worth it. So we speak, we have our book, we are doing coaching. And then our podcast. Those are our four platforms that we're utilizing to continue to impact lives. And I just wanted to take tonight's show to kind of articulate that for you, because again, I do feel like sometimes we're going so fast, and you know, we got guests lined up for the year that sometimes people don't understand. Okay, so why do you talk about this sponsorship thing, and why are you doing these commercials for these people? And you know, tell us. So I just wanted to just take a show and tell you guys what Impacting Life truly is about. I gave it to you in an hour, less than an hour. I kept it to an hour, y'all. I gave it to you in an hour about what we've been doing since 2009 and how you can be a part of it. Man, if you want to set up an event for us to come do a virtual event, we do virtual and in person. You can call Greg, 626-8987. His number's been posted on everything we've ever done forever. So if he gets prank calls, that's on him. And you cannot find a better friend and comrade than Greg Smith. Okay, there he eats at the table first. And you know, I give him a hard time sometimes just because he old. But that man volunteers his time on a couple of different other organizations, and he gives of his life. It is about impacting life, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we want to do. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Go to clkingspeaker.com. I'm going to get our merch tab up this week so you can see our merch. I'm going to put a link in my Facebook page after the show. You can go there and check it out. What'd you say? FBI is coming. Greg truly is my best friend on the planet. And we're also blessed to have people on our team that are helping us get the show together, because it takes a lot, man. There's some nights when I finish the show, I am absolutely drained. So we brought our friend Danny Brunson on, Mike Black, Katrina McCain, poet Katrina McCain, and of course, Greg and I. So we need a team to help us continue with this volume of things that are happening. And you can be a part of it. All you got to do is go to clkingspeaker.com and say, man, I want to join the revolution. I want to be a part. I want to help sponsor and push this thing forward. We didn't let a pandemic stop us. We didn't miss a single show during the pandemic. We didn't cancel. It is our goal never to cancel a show. It's our goal. And if we have to, we'll run a rerun or have Mike fill in. But it is our goal to continue. We realize the value of continuously putting out content that is about impact. And I just want to say, after all of that, we thank our sponsors. We thank our friends. We thank our listeners. We thank our viewers. We thank you for being with us on this journey. I'm telling you, where we are now is not where we're going to be 12 months from now. Our goal is to continue to reach impact. You see it on the hat. Impacting one life, one day at a time. IL247, that's what it means. Doing it one day at a time. Always conscious of making an impact. But we realize we can't win the whole month in a day. We just take the month day by day. And we never quit. We never give up. So if you'd like to know what this whole program is and you just tuned in, go back and watch the replay. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Nate Dunlap. Talking about them stimulus checks. Get your finances ready. We'll talk to you later. God bless you.